Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
He looks like he could bend steel. Those were the exact words that my friend Rob said to me recently when I showed him a photograph of my paternal grandfather, Albert Leslie Butler. The photograph taken in the mid to late 1950s shows a big, burly man of Irish descent stretched out asleep on a hard wooden park bench, his head resting on the solid arm of the furniture. My aunt, who was about 7 or 8 years old at the time, lies fast asleep on top of this man, my grandfather. I love this picture because it perfectly captures to me the essence of the man that I would later call Big Grandad. It reflects both his physical strength and his gentleness. A big, fluffy, full-length pillow for my aunt to rest her tired body on. I imagine it was either my grandmother or perhaps my father who took the photograph. In my mind, the scene follows a long, fun, and yet tiring day at an amusement park or arboretum on one of my grandfather's very rare days off work, with the family enjoying a well-deserved rest. Yes, he does look like he could bend steel, while also resembling a gentle giant. It's one of my favourite photographs of a family member from years gone by, who also apparently worked part-time as a bouncer to put bread on the family table. Legend had it that he was able to break up fights by his physical presence and just quiet words. As an employee for 18 years, working for three major global corporations in various roles around the world, I can recall only two leaders who metaphorically could bend steel while also being gentle giants. Sadly, I also worked for other leaders who embodied just one side of this duality. Some were tough taskmasters, but they lacked compassion, while others were very kind and likable, but actually failed to drive results and in time were themselves let go. And having now consulted with over 300 organisations in our business over the past 18 years, I can think of only a rare handful of leaders who seem to balance the tension between being both strong and caring. Upon reflection, isn't it fair to say that an effective leader is someone worth following because of their determination paired with their compassion for the people they lead? I often say that trust is the currency of leadership. People will follow leaders they trust. You know, those leaders who possess both high character and high competence. In this analogy, they demonstrate fortitude while genuinely caring for their subordinates. When I think back to those two exceptional leaders I worked for as an employee, they epitomised leadership excellence. They were both gentle yet resolute, determined to bend steel if necessary to achieve business results. Both were meek and mild yet resilient in pursuing greater goals and exceeding expectations. From my experience as both a leader and a follower, here are five practical ways we can balance compassion and results. Number one, clear communication with empathy. For example, Paul, a leader I admired, once spent hours with me sorting out my priorities, delegating unnecessary tasks, and removing the unnecessary. Personalized support and development. Nicholas, another leader I highly respected, supported me in my decision to move not only 5,000 miles away, but also to launch our own business in a field which wasn't the one that I ploughed alongside with him. Number three, recognizing achievement. Natalie, a client leader, consistently demonstrates gratitude at all levels while still driving exceptional results. Supporting work-life balance, number four. Stacy is another client leader I admire. She excels at giving her team autonomy without micromanaging. And fifthly, finally, work collegially to solve problems. Nate, another client leader and retired Army helicopter pilot, embodies teamwork tackling hurdles alongside his team. He knows it's best to fly into battle together rather than try to be the solo hero. In summary, my paternal grandfather was a man of very few words, but I know that he loved me greatly. And as I reflect on the fine individuals above, I'm reminded that strong character often speaks through action rather than words. Yes, leaders who talk less tend to bring out the best in others. Character indeed does trump personality. In short, have the strength to metaphorically bend steel, but always have the compassion to let others lean on you when times are tough and the team is tired.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.